Blog Talk Radio.
Too grown to be playing games. I want you to call out my name. I'll look you dead in your eyes as I gently kiss between your thighs. Girl, don't you run from me. I won't stop until I know, stop until I know that you came from me. We can start off on the floor, be it to me.
Every minute worth it, babe. This for Ursha, babe. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling, why she making, making next?
Yeah. Is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. Your pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper, cause she's such a good girl. Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Polo.
What's up, my nigga?
Hey, ready for this one?
Get you something,
daddy. Hey girl, are you the business? Show up the business, don't be shy, I'm just talking to you, girl. Hey ma, yo, where your man at? I know you got that, cause you too fine to be single at your girl. He at home, but he done fucked up. I took this girl up and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong, cause I'm about to have a menage with his lady and some freaks at the bar who like fucking with us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Love Zone. I'm your host, La Pearl Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice, Diva, Miss VIP. How are you doing, Diva?
Diva, I am fine. How are you?
I'm good. This topic kind of got me going. Let me tell them about it real quick.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dollar number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 if you heard and participate. We love you too. This is sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average? And you can be raw. I got my Raw Link on, Diva. You got yours?
Oh, you know that I feel good.
That's what's up, definitely. Now, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is a two-part question, okay? Tell us, we want to know why you deserve for her to sit on it. And for the ladies, he wants to know, why do you deserve for him to give you something to sit on? Ooh, Diva, tell me, first of all, you know, that word deserve, a lot behind that word. But I guess I'll pose the question to you, same way it's written. Why do you think you deserve to have something to trip on from him?
Well, first of all, I can make a do it and do it with my mouth. And never in my hands as well. So, I never had any complaints before, so that's why I deserve it. And I will get it. Now, what about you?
Man, I mean, who else is going to sit on it like I do? Nobody going to do it like I do. That's why I just finished making it do what it do. You know, rise to the occasion. Don't want me to sit on it anyway. So I'm so worthy.
Yeah. I know tonight is going to be a... Can we call this the erotic zone for tonight?
We can call the erotic zone. You know, I think I'm a take poetic advice and maybe for nights like this, topics like this, I think I will start calling it the erotic zone.
I think it's
befitting. It is befitting.
Absolutely.
I also want to know something else, Diva. I'm nosy. You know that, right?
Okay.
So my next question, I don't know if I'm going to pose it to any of the callers, but I'm going to ask you. When the last time you sat on it?
It's been a minute. Wow, it's been a minute. Let's just put it this way, okay? Now this is what January. Let's see. I'm bordering on half a
that
year.
Long, huh?
So that's long for me.
Been that long?
Okay, that's too long for me. If you want to be real.
Can I ask you another question?
Let me tell you, Diva, I am not used to being. How do you?
You're not what?
Deficient? I'm not used to being deficient.
Okay.
To be deficient.
Well,
not really.
I hear you.
Really? But I will if I have to. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's about choices. But I want to ask you one more question. The last time you did sit on it, did you like it or did you love it?
Let's see. I tell you what, it was an experience, okay? A good one. A very good one. But the masculinity or the machismo reared its head.
Yeah,
I know, I was on the back. There you go. It did not last long at all.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not going to get into detail about that because there's so many conditioning factors that lead up to that, you know. I understand. I mean, it's like, what do they say? Say la vie. So. It happens. I think all of us have at least once in our lifetime experienced, as far as women go, we may have experienced one guy that may have had that issue. For whatever reason, it came about.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced it. I didn't go back to it, but I did experience it. The reason I didn't go back was because he had this massive ego and just you know, blew my head up about how it was going to be awesome, and all of a sudden, oh, he's going to do all this, and my body just have my skin cells singing a melody with the angels and all that good stuff, right? For a minute, he talked about it like that. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, when you're young, you hot in the ass, you just like, you don't think there's a possibility that something like that could happen. You know what I mean? So all you're thinking about is, ooh, I can't wait. He's going to do me right. You know, I'm like, ooh, I ain't going to never need no other. Get that ass home and hang 10 and, child, please, you be coming into the shoreline before you know it. That was the only reason I didn't go back. If he didn't have such a damn ego and hadn't, you know, bragged, so to speak, I would have had more. I'd have been a little empathetic, and I'd have been like, okay, well, because I'm an understanding woman. I'd have been like, well, you know, it happens. We could try again. Mm-hmm. You know, we can try now, or we can try another, you know, later. But because he was like, you know, yeah, girl, you know, you ain't never had nothing like this before, and it's going to be the best you ever had. I'm Superman. I never go down. I stay with it. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Because guess what? They call me wet all the time. So you might be right up my alley. But everyone like
that. Hey, that would be a total bird.
Girl, so, you know, it's life. But I do energy and see what your actions are now, more so than what you say out your mouth, because you can say any damn thing. I've learned the hard way. People, you know, they say whatever. But for me, the last time, and it has been a long time, but I do remember, I wouldn't say I loved it, but I didn't dislike it. Let's put it that way. It was cool. It was good, but I was looking for a little bit more.
The earth did not move.
No, the earth did not move, honey. The earth did not move. But I'm not going back to that. I wouldn't go back to that because we're not on the same frequency. We really aren't. They're a good person. They really are, but we're just not aligned. Not like that. Some people are aligned all around, mentally, spiritually, physically. They can, you know, just be the best of friends. But I don't know. Sometimes it's not sexual between them. They don't have that energy between them. You know what I mean? They just don't. It doesn't activate or stimulate your sacral chakra. So.
Yeah,
it ain't there. You know what I mean? There's no hard feelings or anything. It just ain't there. You know what I mean? So, I kind of, because I've had experiences before that as well. And them experiences just, no. Nope. Nope. One drank too damn much. The other one was so insecure, it was nothing I could say to, like, you know, lighten it, the load a little bit, because it was a mental thing. And the other one just was, I don't know what the hell the other one was. It must not have been good at all, because I don't even remember that.
That's
what I want to know. Have you ever had one that was so off balance that you don't even remember that you had it? You gotta have something to like trigger you, like you had amnesia or something. You gotta run into something that trigger you to help you remember that particular shot that you got. I really don't remember this guy. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, I remember now, but I'm not even going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, you have to take it way back, huh?
Girl.
Well, Devin, let me get started.
Yeah, we sure can.
I've started the last two times, Devin.
I'm going to do my piece first. Let me find it first. Ooh, child. And I just, this is fresh ink. I just, like, finished this right before the show. All right.
Is
you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. This is called Give Me My Dick. You already know why. So we really shouldn't be having this conversation, but I'll humor you. You know you love how I love the taste of me off of you after the trip you take me on. The combined juices I love to slurp and savor after each ride I take are the sweetest taste. Baby, why are you questioning? And you know that tight, slippery mess my pussy makes when you slide in brings out the moan of ecstasy into the air. You know I'm wet right now. Just talking to you about it. Don't nobody ride it like me. And no one can satisfy my sugar walls like you. And having me stuttering and trembling. But baby, why are you questioning? Not only do I deserve to ride it, but to gag on it, to slobber on it, to spit on it, and chase and catch before it reaches and lick the head of it and rub it across my lips. And fuck my tits with it until you come in or on whatever, wherever you want. Face, ass, breath, pussy, hell, pick a hole. Just save some for me to swallow. But baby, why are you questioning the love language we created? Don't you understand anymore? Now give me my dick. And that's that beat.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Want some real shit, yo.
Okay. My piece just disappeared from me. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. No.
I know, right?
Oh, no, we can't have that.
No, that was a lick on it, spit on it, lava on it, all day.
Gag on it. I want to ask, you got a gag reflex?
I'm sure I do somewhere. If you know.
Girl.
I found my piece. I am ready.
Ooh. All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is first ink, too. You're an educated, articulate, good-looking man. You smell good, dress immaculately. But what I want to know is what you're packing. Good enough for me to sit on it. Oh, we have great conversation. Your kiss and embrace thrills me with every sensation. You may be thinking, am I deserving of what you possess? Tell you I do. Do you dig my finesse? I have all you desire, it's true. And I intend to take you my way. My body is soft and smooth. You'll want to savor, marinate it in it so much you'll want to stay and cultivate it. So know this, I'm going to sit on it, move on, don't juice on it until the sun rises and the moon has set. It's your game. Just know this. If I do, you'll never be the same. Each time I'm on it, you're in it, you'll never, ever forget the ride. The grip and slide. The pounding and sounding off of which short exercise. It will be that and more no shit. If I have, if I ever have the pleasure to sit on it. And that's that piece.
Juice on it. I like that. I wish I'd have thought of that line. Girl, yes, yes. You are worthy. You are so worthy.
But see, no. I know. Wait a minute. No.
Yeah, girl.
I know very well. some back channel
action,
huh?
I like that, though. Yeah. I like that, though. That one line right there, that juice one. Oh, God, my mouth is watering. Mm. Anyhow. girl. Mm, got me in my feels right now. But not really,
I got
but.
Got
no choice.
No, I'm prepared. I'm prepared. I already know what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. All right, listen, don't open up this microphone. The first caller. Here comes trouble, y'all. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben.
What's y'all got going on here tonight? My goodness.
Well, somebody kind of set the bar. Can I say set the bar? No, let me think of something else. What is it? Someone came up
someone
with this
set the
topic.
Moisture. Moisture high.
Yeah, somebody said somebody. yeah. I'm tripping on my words.
this is interesting. I likes this. The erotic zone is hot tonight, and whoo, what better way to start it off than with you two with all that dripping goodness.
I almost said something. I'm not going to go that deep into detail, but yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's batteries is charged up.
Oh, my goodness. So
wow, I got mine don't need batteries. It's be charged.
Oh, my.
Now I got
you
a little
remote. This question,
is that wireless door?
This is a topic
right here.
Me if I ever get one.
Definitely.
You ready to ask Poetic the question?
I am. You get, you know, the gentleman gets one part of the two-part question because it's just.
Okay.
They can't answer for the women. So, it goes like this. I guess I can phrase it this way. Poetic.
Yes.
Why? Wait a minute. I've lost my place. All right. Why do you deserve for her to sit on it? Why do you think that is?
Because that shit mine.
Oh, shit. I'm ready to pull out my lover.
God.
Oh, my God.
All right, then.
Go ahead, Diva. Talk.
All
right. That's it.
All right,
yeah.
Now.
You can't argue with that. You can't argue with that.
I
cannot argue with that.
I mean,
I can't even come back with that.
About it. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It might belong to somebody in the past, but in that present moment, it belonged to me.
Well,
I ain't worried about your future. All I'm caring about is the right now, and it's mine.
Ooh, I hear it
already.
You talk that shit, don't you? Okay, I'm mad at you. God, how much you? You can't argue with that. That
nope.
I promise you. I promise you. In that moment that you sitting on it, and I ask you whose is it, I guarantee you'll say it's yours, Daddy. I guarantee it.
Wow.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
You know, with somebody to say that to me, Lord have mercy. I ain't got a body. But that's all right. All right. Well, poetic, I can't handle it no more. So I'm going to just sit back and sip on my drink and close my eyes while you sit this juicy delicious.
Oh, have mercy. Yeah, I know you did bring something delicious for us to listen to tonight. But before you get into your piece, I had a couple more questions. The last time she sat on it, did you like it or did you love it? I have to pose these questions because I asked my diva. So.
I loved it. Because there's something about a woman sitting on it and her being in total control, and then you talking her through her orgasm to let her know it's okay for her to release. It's okay for her to enjoy the up and down motion of her wetness just dripping. And that moment when she looks in your eyes, baby, take your time. What you reaching for? Take your time. Enjoy sitting on it. So, yeah, I loved it.
Good Lord.
I hear that. That sounded like a really, that sounded like a I dig it now. You talk her through the orgasm?
Hell yeah, it's so sexy. Ooh.
Wow.
And to just watch the expression of enjoyment and fulfillment, and the way the breathing changes while the bare naked bodies and her breast pressed against my chest. Hell yeah, I'm gonna talk you through that orgasm because I like seeing all that.
Ooh, child. Okay, I can't take no more. I can't, because I'll go into a different mode.
It gives a new meaning to the word, baby. This is a safe space.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Okay. We're going to let you do your piece, because I'm not going to start talking some shit, and Blog Talk will ban my ass. I'll try to
I'm ready. I'm still ready.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I want you to sit on it, but let me tell you why I deserve it. Hey, baby girl, did you know you were made to melt in my mouth? While I'm snatching your soul from down south, your panties got in the way. So I had to remove the inconvenience today, but not with my hands, my teeth, and I just need you to moisturize my beard. While I'm pleasuring your nipples with fingers, slow down, baby, don't be weird. My face is definitely a safe space for you to release your stress juices, and baby, what you've been carrying around all day, see, needs to be violently released as I turn into a carnivorous savage with an appetite to be pleased. So just let that shit go. Because now I'm in beast mode, so I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. All the tongue lashing and penetrating is evidenced by your wet, dripping pussy and swollen clit. Do you like the way you painted your canvas known as my beard? Shit. I want you, you know I do, to slowly grind on it. Look me in my eyes as you feel it, deeply touching your walls. You oozing down my balls while you are straddling me and I'm gazing in your eyes and we feel the passion and ecstasy exploding. Let me tell you something. Your proof why you should be nasty with it is because it's yours and all yours and it is the reason you have all the control. So baby, please have multi-orgasms. That is your goal. Because I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. I deserve all your wetness, all your moisture, all your moans, all your fantasies, all your sexiness, all your moods, all your flaws, all your insecurities. You know what? I'll just stop there. Now get over here and sit on it. And that's that piece.
All that. Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute. Now he's going to end up joke tonight, or I'm getting off the phone and in about another half an hour. This is going to
be so wanky.
No.
Did you say, you see a wetness dripping down your balls, running down your balls? Look at your face.
I said, slowly grind on it. Look me in my eyes as you feel it, deeply touching your walls, you oozing down my balls. That's what I said.
What you got for that?
I don't really wish to be childish, okay? And I'm sitting here like, I shouldn't have laid back in my chair. I should have done that. Should not have done that. And sipped on my drink at the same time. That is not what we should have to do ever again. This seems poetic. That's enough.
That piece was so. That piece was hot. That piece was
nasty. Nasty.
It was nasty, but that is just the way you said it was like.
Yeah.
I'm having hot flashes right now.
Oh my God.
That was absolutely delicious poetic. That really was.
That was delicious, man.
I got some news for you. I talked to the CEO, and she's back. She's waiting. But before we release you, and she is all in red. She said she wanted it to be the perfect comeback for you. She got a red bow in her hair. She got a red lace top on, some red pants and red pumps. I don't know what you did to her, but she ready. She is ready. Like I said, okay, she even got a red, one of them red push-up bras on.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you what else she had on. I'll let you find out for yourself. But can we please have the rundown for Epiphany before you go?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, Monday night is Do What You Like, Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be The Hidden with Mojave. And then Wednesday night, we'll be right back here with another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra.
Thank you. Very, very nice. Now, we're going to send you over there to the Love Lounge.
Yes, I'm on my way.
Going over there and start a nice conversation with Kalinda. She even polished her nails red. What did you do to her? Ooh, she must have missed you.
Ooh, yeah, I missed her too. I'm baby, I'm coming.
Looking like a devil. Red lipstick and hair accessories and nail polish. Lord, go over there and enjoy yourself. Don't get in trouble again, okay? You too. Be respectful, okay? Because it took a lot of coaxing for me to, you know, with the CEO. Because he was dead set on, like, no. She's hired to do a job, not to do him. Hey, get over there.
Absolutely. One love, one mic.
Girl, Lord. Oh, I got to calm down, son. You. All right, we're going to, well, do you have access to station identification break? Because I can't seem to find one. If not, I'll just give the ID.
Let's see. My goodness. You know what? I got one. Here we go.
All right.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is actually 6 minutes before 10 o'clock hour. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1. To participate, be heard. Y'all come on, call in, put them hands up. We're going to open up this next microphone to Lady A. Hey, Lady
Hello.
A. Welcome to the Love Zone.
How are you
doing tonight?
I'm trying to cool off a little bit. It's kind of hot in here.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Girl, who you telling? That's poetic. He did that.
Wow.
That's what I said. Wow. I was in here fanning.
I think three of us could accommodate him by having a little sit-down conversation.
So I won't have no more conversation with him tonight because I can't handle it.
I was trying to be polite.
He might take me overboard. He might take me way overboard. I'm ready to pull out some serious toys now. I'm talking about some leather and some other things. You know, other collars and
wrappers. Yeah.
Well,
really
anyway,
good.
it was delicious. I didn't mean that kind of strap on, y'all. It's different kind of, like, this one has a chain. It's different, you know. It's a horn type thing. But anyway, aside from being all worked up, Lady A, how you doing?
Not too bad. I'm just taking down all the Christmas stuff. I'm pretty much done now and got it put away. So another year gone by and house is back to normal.
I hear that. I didn't, I wasn't too festive this year. Last year with the holiday and stuff, I really wasn't feeling it like that, but it still turned out to be a pretty good holiday for me. you know, because
no,
I got my family and I got my soul tribe, you know, and I'm covered and I'm blessed, so I'm good, you know.
That's wonderful. You got more than I did. Mine was pretty terrible.
No, it couldn't have been that terrible. You still
well,
here
my kids
with us, baby?
Heaven, they didn't even call to say Merry Christmas or kiss my ass or anything. Haven't haven't heard from them at all.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what Lady
Huh?
I'm going to tell you something. Even though you hadn't heard from them, what's the blessed part about it all is that you're still on this side of the earth, my dear. Okay?
Exactly.
So
absolutely.
Room, it's a so I got to say that, you know, you can't control others. You can only control you. So, you know, be happy. Be happy and do all that you can do. And then, you know, one day if it turns around, it's up.
Well, my grandchildren came on Christmas Day, so that was great. Okay. And, you know, I did some visiting and stuff like that, so it wasn't a total blowout, but I was pretty harsh with my girls, and I really am blown away by it. But like you said, there's nothing I can do about it. There's not a thing I can do about it. And I just feel badly because I find that it's been a many, many years since my divorce, but I find that the last couple of years, all those repressed feelings that they've had have just burst a dam and just been pouring out, and I'm their target, and it's really, really not very good. And I don't understand it. I never will. You know, they. Anyways, I'm not going to ruin the night, but it's just it's been rough. That's for sure.
Well, it'll get better. It will get better.
I'm just living my life now. I can't continually ask for forgiveness for 30 years after a divorce. I'm just not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
I've paid my dues. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I hear that.
I know exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's been no attempt over these years for their father to say, you know, this is your mother. She loves you. She's been a good mother. You need to be nicer. Nothing like that has ever come forward. And so I feel that they've been robbed because of that, you know, that they've harbored all these feelings and not expressed them. And then it's manifesting itself in other ways. And it's really sad. It's really sad.
Well, you know what? But you know what, Lady A, they're grown. But, let's get back to our vibe, darling, because we're going to pray for you, but we got to get back to the vibe. What's going on?
Yep. Yeah.
Are you ready, darling? All right.
I got a poem called. We got to ask you the question.
Yeah. Poetic done threw everybody off. They got everybody just ready jumping to their piece. But go on, Diva, ask her the question.
Now, Lady A,
yes.
Why do you deserve for a man to give you something to say?
I'm sorry, you echoed quite a bit. I didn't understand the question. What did you say? Would I give a man what?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's why do you deserve a man to give you something to sit on.
I still didn't. You're really echoing. The last word I didn't hear.
Let me ask. Can you hear me clearer?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you deserve for a man to give you something to sit on?
Because I love him. Like if I were to love somebody, then I deserve everything that he's got to give me, and vice versa.
All right. Okay.
I think I understood the question.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm explaining to you something. We got this topic from a certain poet. Okay. And there is a song. There's a song called On It by Jasmine Sullivan. And she's singing about sitting and spitting on and doing all kinds of things. Hold on, let me open up this microphone and they can explain it to you a little bit better, okay? You ready for
okay.
this talk? This person? Okay. I'm open up the mic. Can you hear us? There you go.
You doing all right, Lady A?
I can hear you.
So, please tell me why I deserve for you to sit on me. Is that much better? Is that more clearer?
Yeah. Well, I think that I don't know what I want to say about that. I want to say, see, I have these undercurrent insecurities that run rampant in my mind when I hear a question like that, because I am a voluptuous woman, and so although the ride would be great, and I would be a little bit intimidated. I wouldn't not do it, but I would be intimidated. But I think that when, again, I'll go back to saying that however you feel about somebody, if you love them and you feel that way, then save a horse and ride a cowboy, you know? That's how I feel about it.
There you go. There you go. Now
there you go.
Into it. Now you're into it. That's what we're talking about. You got it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, Lady A.
Yeah, I think if you feel safe in your arms, that you can do just about anything that's mutually consented to. I think that there's a comfort zone there that allows you to do that, you know. And I don't know why women get all hung up on that sort of thing, as far as, you know, and it has nothing to do with sex or the position or anything. It's just, you know, your body image.
But you know what? Because it's emphasized on by society. That's why.
Yeah.
It's a lot of standards that are put out there for us to live up to, especially women that are insecure about their body. I don't give a shit. I'm like a amusement park. Enjoy this ride. All these bowls and chips and everything. I'm trying to tell you, I got track marks and everything for you. Look, honey, don't play with it. But that's pretty much what it is. You know, it's about people loving themselves and knowing who they are. And Poetic, I'm going to put you back over there in the love lounge. Because I know your conversation just got started. And thank you for making it clear to Lady A.
Thank you very much, Poetic. I should come and sit on your lap to say thanks.
Oh, all right, I'm going to close this mic. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my goodness. All right, Lady A, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
This is called The Hunter. Oh, wait a minute. I just lost my computer here. Hang on. Okay. Come with me on a journey so I might serenade you in a time gone by. Express train careened into a monorail, spontaneously combusted. Molten steel poured, covered, encased, enveloped us. Flames from feet onto the dance floor, scorching the tiles with each step. I was home in his arms. Music bled and fused. No words were said. None were needed. Through our fingertips we knew the gods struck. Ordained by the universe that moment, designed for just us. Heat from his hand branded my skin, 'twas love within. Orion, we are two of the 10 brightest blue stars in the constellation. He is Orion Nebula, 1,350 light years from me.
each year he travels in Orion's belt, 6 trillion miles waiting. In another life, we would be earthbound, grow old, loving each other. I would make you stay, you, the hunter, I, your prey. We would make music, dance, celebrate our romance, walk the beach hand in hand, bonfires, gentle waves, stargazing, Orion, brightest star watching over us, not your grave, in another life. End poem.
Wow. Wow.
I love seeing in another life we'll be together. What's going on?
Girl, I'm trying to tell you. You know, Diva, she said the other night that all her love pieces were about her, the man that she lost. And now that ever when she said that, it's just given me a whole different way of interpreting her pieces. And my visualization and everything, because I know it's about this one particular man that was in her life that just touched her so deep. The love that she speaks of, it's like it's still fresh. And and I just love all of your pieces, Lady A. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I loved it.
Thank you.
Diva.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. Can you hear me well? All right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. If you said that or recited that to a man, he would tell you to sit on it, okay? You can feel the love. You can feel the love and that little dirty, nasty little thing about you. And he go, yeah, baby, come on. So I love that piece. Love it.
Thank you.
Very
thank you very much.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would. Talking about wooing. Ooh. Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Anything you want to let us know? What you got going on in the world of poetry?
Well, Monday night coming next week. I'm going to be they're on the DSR. They're featuring me for the evening, and I'm really excited about that. So come and listen. I don't have the phone number right off the top of my head or the link yet, but I can send it to you if you like. But I'm really excited about it because they want to showcase my poetry and the different genres that I do write about, and I'm very excited about it. And that's Monday night.
Awesome.
I do believe it's 11 Eastern, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you post that on the event page for the Love Zone, and we can get that information out there, okay? And congratulations. I'm happy.
Thank you very much.
To hear that. All
thank
right,
you very
Lady
much.
A. I'm going to send you over there in the Love Lounge with Poetic and my favorite mixologist. She is the mixologist, so you go on over there and order what you want. She got you. I'm pretty sure there's not one drink out there that she hasn't heard of or she can make. She can't make.
Okay.
Okay.
Got anything called like the lap dance or anything like that? Or
I bet you she can make you anything. Anything. Okay. She'll probably make you something called fuzzy balls on top of some.
Oh, you guys are thank you so much.
Wow.
Yes, she is the mixologist. All right. One love, one mic, lady.
One love, one mic.
Diva, I tell you what, how about a little music break real quick? How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
You told me secrets that you never told us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That happens to be one of my favorite songs. What about you, Diva?
Yes, it's so wonderful. I love hearing it
each
and every time.
Yes. It's just, you know what? It's something about, well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, music is a part of my DNA. I can't be without it. I love me some music all day, every day. I can listen to music. It just does something for me. And you know what's crazy is because certain songs will just pull me right in. But I'm not going to get too deep into that. I want to open up this next season we got in here. You ready, Diva?
I am ready.
All right. Area code 973. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening, this is Edwina.
Hey, Edwina, how you doing, baby? What's up,
Diva?
Hey, how you good?
I've been doing okay. Trying to keep it under control, you know, starting the new year off right.
I know that's right. That's all we can do, honey. That's all we can do, but it's all good. Man, it's good to hear your voice, girl. See
you
get often. Yes. All right. Well, I want to know if you were, did you hear our topic for tonight? Because I got to ask that question.
I did.
All right. Well, let me ask you then. Okay. So, we want to know, well, the men want to know, why do you think you deserve for him to give you something to sit on?
Because I think he deserves the privilege of being sat on.
All right, now. Go.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
With the cherry for the top.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, okay. I hear that now. I like that one. Y'all giving me little tidbits. I'm gonna be writing down in a piece. I like that. Yes, yes. Okay. I said, because I'm worthy of it. What else is there?
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. Yes, I love it. And you know what? I got to tell you, before you get into your piece, I really, really, I am a fan of yours, definitely a fan of yours. Some of your work is exquisite, really. I mean, and the only time I really get to have to, you know, to see you or really hear you is on Poetry Corner, and I think you do an awesome job. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do, though, Diva, is just breathe easy before you come on, right? Because your pieces are awesome, and they flow so well, but I think, man, you just a little bit nervous. Get rid of that nervousness. You ain't got no reason to be nervous. You are beautiful. You are confident. You are a diva.
Amen.
So you just sit there
like
you're supposed to, okay? Because I already know how awesome you are as a poet. All right?
Thank you. Man. That means so much to me.
Man.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, baby.
And you know what, too, Diva? I'm sure we're getting autographed copies of the book. Hello.
Yes.
Yes,
I want you
just
to
let me know
that.
Your address, and I'll send them out to you.
Don't forget.
And plus, please post that information to where people, where people can get your book, where they can purchase it at. Put that in the event page, please, so we can get that information out there.
Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you so much for the platform, and thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Your words choke me playfully and tickle the secret place in me. You tried a key in a door that had yet to be named in me. What do I want, you ask me, willfully sticking your fingers in the places marked no trespassers. What do you want, you ask me. Wrapping your knowing around my throat, forcing my bottom teeth open against my reason. This man really asked me what I needed. I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't control how your knowing had me open. You breathed a universe of possibilities. Now here I stand, spread open like the Vitruvian man, waiting for you to name me, blame me like they did Eve, but instead you asked me, what did I need? Pulled me gently from my knees, made sure that I was steady on my feet, stepped back and casually took a seat. Tell me, baby, what do you need? Take your time, my love, just breathe. After taking a minute to think, I replied, see me. Look me over easy before we are intimate into me, see. Remain seated as I disrobe, slowly gathering up the courage to show you the part of my garden that needs to be nourished. Let me flourish under your tentative gaze. Wait as I slowly peel out of my inhibitions and melt like butter. Be a cover, be a covenant. Drink me in like a tall sip of water. Cocoa kiss shoulders, the length of my neck, the pillows of my breast, the abstract expressionist splatter of my tattered growing, the wide set of my forgotten pride. I want to be naked for the first time. I want to be naked for the first time. What do I want? Stoked by your urging, I make quick work of purging my rational self. Now watch me pinch my nipples as they stand at attention, caressing my clitoral erection, legs spread apart, fingers rhythmic, upright, left them. A, B, start. Watch me as I cheat code my way to beast mode. Watch me as I bloom under your gaze, glazed in anticipation, losing my fingers as I forget the rules of submission, forming a vortex inside my cervix. Watch me as my nectar flows, my soul exposed. What do I want? I want you to savor me, suck the fat meat where it's greasy, take it easy, don't rush this moment, savor the flavor of my every component, lick every inch like I'm made out of chocolate, hot and sweet, let me learn your love language directly from your tongue. What do I want?
two chairs, one me, straddled open defenselessly, as ease as you please me, chocolate-covered cherry kisses, missing nothing, relentless, I shake in submission, savor me as I bury my fist in your hair, pinning you there, wind my waist as I ride your face, letting nothing go to waste. What do I want? Feed me. Come alive in my mouth like lightning in a bottle. Battle yourself for control. Convulse as I swallow more than my pride. I want to take my place in the palm of your hand, in the crux of your moon, as your nails sink deep in the clouds of my curves, as our sex fills the room, cloying notes of must with pheromones for undertones. I want to be drunk on your sweat, heady off your breath. I want to show you what comes of a lady when the lights are low like this. I want to take you in as deep as my secrets. I want full control of my dips and rolls. Test my O and your restraint. What do I want? I want to be the flame and the fire we make. And that's that piece.
Oh.
God damn. I can't even. Go ahead, Diva.
That was But you know what? That line, I want to be naked for the first time.
Ow!
And that last line was life, wasn't it, Diva?
Wait, this is the one. Wait, the one that got me was, I mean, all of them got me, but this one particular one stuck with me. I want to get drunk off your sweat. Yes. Oh my God, it's nothing better than the natural essence of a man just seeping from his pores, knowing that it's about you, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
And
oh my,
you know what,
God.
And learn a love language. Hello. There was a lot of
them. Are you kidding me?
Thank
girl,
you.
Can you please, Edwina, can you please send that to my inbox? I have to read that again and again and again, because that right there, you have said the words that dwell within a lot of women's hearts within
us.
We want that. Yes, we want that. Oh, my God.
Damn. Thank you guys so much.
I don't know what to do with myself right now. Oh, shit. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic and Lady A. And you go on and order whatever you want. Drink it on the house. Meet my mixologist, Kalinda. All right. And if you see Poetic over there being naughty, you just tap him on the shoulder and say, remember that the CEO said it. Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't forget us, Lady. One love, one mic.
Wow, Diva. I think I'm going to do this right here.
Yeah.
that's my joy. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. It is now 10:30, half hour before the 11 o'clock hour, which is the time when the blog talk lady will cut you off because she has no chill, none whatsoever, and she's got zero to give. So y'all come on, get on in here. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And you know, press that one so you can get on the mic and participate with us. Now, Diva, I happen to have another piece to say.
All right, man.
And this one was actually written for me by Poetic. And I only read this one time. I hope I can keep this done right. You're ready?
I'm so ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Fingers of Pleasure and Ecstasy. He merely wanted to run his fingers through my locks so that the gods would know he feasted on more than just my wet box. In fact, he used liquefied ambrosia to turn me into his personal goddess of fantasia. As he sang to me while strumming my heart with his words, and his hands danced upon my scalp, simulating non-spoken verbs, just pure actions as the oils of his fingertips remind me of how sensually erotic his lips grip. All the royalty in my body, every single curve is commanded at his attention to guide me into the ultimate bliss of euphoric, mind-blowing tantric communication in the Kama Sutra of grooving my scalp, sending my pleasure senses into the top of the fifth out. My entangled stresses, climaxes, were released upon the gentleness of his touch, and he relaxes me into the place no man has ever made me dream of. My yoni was screaming for his touch, but he was patient, and I wanted him so much. He worked his hands through every one of my dreads. My soul was shaking as he massaged my hair. Damn. Can he just see mine? His hands were more intoxicating than pure wine. My panties soaked with anticipation, nipples hard with gratification, and all he did was touch me upon my crown. And I oozed from excitement as he released what was bad. Ecstasy. Extreme ecstasy. And that's it.
That is nice.
Yes, yes, it was.
Very good.
Now, Diva, what else did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
You know what? This is an old one, but yet not so old. This is phone sex.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. If I'm really feeling you, which I do, then I'm calling to tell you I'm horny. The girls need attention, and I have to mention my nether lips need your kiss. Make me sound juicy as you plunge into me. Make it all this sex is meant to be. See, I never liked phone sex. You said I never had the right man. Lord, just so damn sexy. And it sounds like a plan that we get together and rub our bodies until we create fire. You know it's you I desire. I want intensity. I want you to crave me. So lover, take a bow. You're the star of my show, and I want you. Let me take you on a trip as I lick and suck your tip, then the rest of it. I promise as you speak that nasty shit, my back will dip and I will come. And so will. So, baby, pick up the phone. Please do. That's that piece.
Child, I forgot to mute my mic. I got caught up in that. Damn. I was like, oh, I almost said, oh. But I'm glad I caught myself. That was hot. That was really, really hot. And without ado, real quick, I'm going to play another song for that. How about that?
All right.
You know what? I don't know what your piece did to me, but I forgot to mute myself again. I'm flipping. I'm flipping, Diva. I'm flipping. Well, we got ourselves a treat because we're getting ready to hear from Poetic again. I hope maybe I need to fasten my seat belt or some kind of belt.
I'm standing up.
You standing up? Lord have mercy. Welcome back, Poetic. Sorry to interrupt your time with Kalinda because I know that she missed you and she's probably trying to get in as much time as she can with you. But if you could spare us a little bit of time and bless us with another piece, that would be great. We'd be ever so grateful.
It'd be my pleasure.
Well, the mic is yours.
I would love to lick the essence of love off your body. Let your skin guide me. Each sensuous curve is inviting, inviting me to taste just how delicious your love is. Tracing the outline of your soul with my tongue is so euphoric that I'm lost in the eyes of your ocean. Wondering if each lick will taste romantically the same when I pull you into my mouth in awe. That is intense taste is completely bare and raw. And I need to just keep licking love off your body. Thanking heaven for giving me the ability to be completely turned on by your energy pheromones that made my lust reborn. Licking love's essence off your body is the reason my heart and my mouth's moisture fight in ancient karate. Rewriting Kama Sutra and not in any love language known to man, but rather your essence mixed with my mouth's juices and becoming intensely fueled by a sexual frenzy of passion. Wondering if my next lick of you will make me have a harder erection, that I can't wait to slip inside you. And for me licking your love essence, my every dream has come true, that you'd honor me with the pleasure of licking your most prized treasure, your love's essence. And may I say, its flavor is of the utmost delight to my erotic presence. And that's that piece.
Oh, almost disconnected myself. I'm trying to mute you. Press it all kinds of buttons. I got different windows open on my phone. And I was trying to get back to the dial pad, the keypad, to unmute myself, and I almost... All right, I don't know which one affected me more. I think it was this piece. All that licking and tasting and juices.
I'm going to tell you the first one, not good. So I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to have to play in some cold water after this show. I already know it because I'm feeling I'm serious. I'm very serious. I can't even get my screen to come on my phone right now. Woo, Poetic. Okay, that piece was, wow. That was
It was amazing.
I was trying to write down some of the lines that you were saying so I could give some commentary on it, but every time you said one thing, I grabbed my pen, you came up with another delicious line. That's all I can say.
And I can get me so mad.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Oh, child, I'm trying to say we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
And more than welcome. Thank you for having the platform and the topic for me to be able to express myself.
Well, thank you for coming and indulging. I'm gonna send you back on over there if you love me.
I had to tell Tina that I'm a fan, but I promise I won't stalk her, and I had to pinky swear after that piece.
You sure? Because that piece, like, she is Oh, child, I tell you, she got it going on. Mm-hmm. She got that it factor, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes. I
yes,
can see
does.
How it can be easier to become a stalker of hers.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. Oh, okay. She sees she's hitting the button on the phone.
I'm on my way, baby. I'm on my way.
Lord have mercy. Please go talk to that woman. She missed you. I'll thank you for letting one love, one bite. Lord
thank
have
you so
mercy.
Much.
Ooh, child. Mm. Well, I'm going to play. Well, recover while I play this song. How about that?
Okay.
Hey now, I got this. Damn. Can I take my time and kiss you, girl, all over your body? Can I take the sweetness of your essence while I fit you down and play in your garden? Right here, girl, sit back, relax. This is where you wanna be. I'll give you every inch of me. All I wanna know, can I go deeper? You've been waiting on this night for so long. Let's go for long.
I'll do anything to please you.
Baby, your every wish I want to know.
If you don't mind,
can I put my tongue right there? Oh yes, that's your spot. Now baby, take off all your clothes, put your legs up on my shoulders.
Baby, I'm just asking, can I
do you mind if I find your spot?
Can I
wanna love you all night long. I take it there.
I'm trying to get myself together, but I'm feeling a certain kind of way. I mean, I'm really like,
I know. I wish I could phone call and make it happen, but I can't.
Well, I'll tell you what, Diva. It is 10 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour, and I don't see any more hands up.
It was an amazing show. Damn sure.
It was. Yes, it was. It got me worked up, and I'm going to handle myself when I close out this show. I want to thank all my callers, the poet, the poetry that was shared. Thank you, Diva, for being an awesome co-host and those sexy, delicious pieces. Everybody got me so worked up. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yes,
in
a night.
Damn, look. It was, I don't know. It was something else I wanted to say, but I'm gonna let you give some closing words, and then I'll come back after you.
well. Everybody who participated tonight, thank you ever so much. And we, you know, we're giving Edwina her flowers tonight, and she deserves every bit of them. So y'all check out our event page and see what her info is all about and get that book. She is amazing. And everybody listen, this COVID has now hit hit home for me. So y'all, keep each other in prayer, wear your mask, please. It's not for, anyone else, it's for you. You understand what I'm saying? The people that don't want to wear theirs, they're not protecting you. They're putting themselves in danger, so keep your mask on, please. Social distance and get immunized. Hey, at your earliest convenience. Y'all be safe. God bless you. Diva.
Thank you. Yeah, y'all heard my diva. We got to start really playing it more safe than what we've been doing. People have been getting a kind of lackadaisical about this germ that's going around when it hasn't gone anywhere. In fact, it's stronger now, and it's still getting people, still affecting us. And though the vaccination does not prevent you from getting it, it does. It's a preventative measure against it being fatal, okay, mm-hmm. to keep it from getting as bad as it could be. So, guys, be careful. Protect yourself. Use your common sense. You know what I mean? Because there's some people out there that really just, don't think that this thing will affect them. And what you're doing, you are affecting other people with your carelessness. So you got to be careful, okay? Understand this is very real. I want you to continue to love one another and respect one another and get that good relationship going with yourself, because there in lies spirit, okay? That's where the real love is at, within yourself. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for coming through tonight and showing your love and support and giving us those beautiful, sexy, hot in the air pieces.
Thank
you to Poetic for this topic and those great pieces. Welcome back. I want to welcome back my mixologist, Kalinda. We miss you, girl. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace.
Flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I'll never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through.
Trying to spend
Welcome back one more time, ladies and gentlemen. We got one more caller. You put your hand up. I'm going to open up his microphone. I'm going to strangle him later, but I'm going to open up his microphone now because I love him. Hey, Javi, welcome to the Love Zone. You, boy, you lucky I got love for you.
Hey, Javi.
I'm sorry. I'm just running around. Like a wild man. It was crazy.
I know. I already know.
I was just trying to get it done.
But
I was coming. They got me to agree to do a spit on it Sundays. I have no idea why I agreed to that, but I did it anyway because I don't care.
Wow, y'all doing spit on it? We doing spit on it.
Right. Spit on it. You know, Rain said, she said, I just want to rain on it. Then somebody else said they want to, you know, they was just, or whatever, it's on it. Whatever's on it is on it. And I just had to qualify. I say, we're not responsible for any pregnancies, side chicory, side dickery. We're not for any of that. Don't bring it to us. You know, take it with you.
Yeah. Wow. All right, that's what's up. I'll tell you what, I got a question to ask you.
Well, ask me the question.
Okay. Why do you deserve for her to sit on it?
Why do I deserve for her to sit on it? Well, the question that I really need to answer is, is it really just sitting on it? Is it really just that? Is it really that simple and uncomplicated? Or is it that I'm asking her to permit herself to be as safe as she could possibly can, that she trusts me with the whole of herself, and that she decides to actually ride me in a perfect position, maybe from the front, maybe from the back, so I can see all of her heavenly glory. Maybe I deserve, I treat her in such a way that she feels actually really good about me. That she understands that I think about her hopes, her dreams, and I push her towards her goals. Maybe she thinks that the essence of love is wrapped beyond my intention, but really moving into actions, that she feels me in every word that I speak. That my touch ignites her completely. But she feels absolutely wild just to be in my presence. To know that she's caged the wild spirit, much like a wild animal, but tame, ferocious, tamed just for her. Maybe she'd like to feel the power of what it feels like to take something that belongs to her. Maybe it's her right. Maybe she's a queen and this is her majesty. And I'm just giving her throne. Maybe she feels I deserve it. because that's the essence of who I am in the heart of me. It's the love that she deserves.
Okay. Sound very deserving of it. With all that. Okay. It's about to work. My co-host had to go, love, so I'm here with you, but I still want to hear your piece, because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. Or what
I got a nice deep love piece I'm working on for Monday. You've heard it before, but I'm changing it up just a little bit, just a switch, just a smidgen, not too much.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready.
Let's try it out.
It might be
Joe. There you go. I'm looking at one eye. Oh, there he is. All right, you ready? Show me if you can hear it.
Okay. Turn it down just a tiny bit. Perfect. Perfect. The mic is yours.
I will hold space for you. I promise you are a prayer, a blessing, a loving lesson that is grace granted by God called you, the lace to someone's lover, the way they bid adieu to unkind, ugly energy, emotional ways that they went through. You're still in that space. They were waiting for you. I will hold space for you. Place faith in the understanding, remand negative vibes into the hell that they were landing, commanding the full strength of what God gave me. To land back. Connection. Communication. Culture. I will hold this space for you. Let your soul sit softly on the couch that is my heart, so that the sound of my heartbeat will rock you to sleep. And I will keep you safe. I will become promise. I will protect you. I am whole and become more when I am with you. I will hold space for you. I will the strength of love, lack the fight, the systemic oppression that fights for the progression of our family. We are our own community. We will extend and blend our ancestral race. Keeping pace because we stand on the shoulders of all that come before. You're the store, the genetics of 100 million, and all of us make the greatness of your loving. Thank you for choosing me. I am duty bound to make my love great and profound. I will not fail you with you. I am found. I'll hold this space for you in my healed heart, and my unbroken soul, and my role and divinity of all that is within me. I will hold this space. I will make this space. I will create this space, because this is your space. And you can decorate this space with all your wiles, the sweetness of your smile, miles of wild for you, or maybe our future charms. I am yours. My love is yours. My spirit and will is yours. This peace is yours. A whole safety. Now, it's the other. Pause.
Wow. You know, that's all a woman actually wants is for a man to give her. That was so romantic. That was sweet. That was really, really beautiful. I will hold space for you. Those are words that women dream of hearing from a man. And to actually know that, not him just saying it, but to know that he means it. And that it's actually there. Man, that's a world to a woman. It really is. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful, and that was an awesome piece to end the show with. Thank you. Don't you call this no more.
Well, thank you for having me. You said what?
I said, don't pull this no more.
My bad.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I really, really loved it. But before we get out of here, tell us what you got going on in the Disney Universe and the other parts of the multiverse.
Well, I'm supposed to be going for a week next week, next Tuesday. So we're going to see how that works out. I'll be in a new space, new spot, using the phone. Hopefully it'll sound clear, just as clear as this. It's going to be a little bit different, a little bit changed, you know, not the landline no more. So, you know, we're going to see how we can keep the stability going. We're going to rock out with our socks off and keep everything moving. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Mojave, thank you. The Love Lounge is getting ready to shut down. If you want to, you can run over there real quick and get a drink. If you can pull Kalinda away from Poetic. You know, they got something.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Sobriety. Sobriety.
Okay. Okay. Nothing wrong with sobriety. That works, too. All right, love. One love, right. One mic.
One love, one mic.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give y'all one last song as I roll out of here. With that, I'm going to say.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but I could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. It's more water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before. Oh, no, tonight I'm making up for it all. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept, yeah. Apologies, you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before.